Wow, I've had enough sleep for you. Even my baby says that I'm up again at 7. If I don't pick up, just leave a message. I'll get you before I back.
Hello, can I help you?
Hey, is this Steven?
This is.
Hey, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Terrible.
Terrible? That's not a good answer.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I just got problems with my landlord and then, you know, and then money problems and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, and I don't look good on paper. I haven't tried to get a loan.
I gotcha.
I was in the middle of Pearl, and then I didn't have any money on time, and I had to shut it down temporarily, and I think it's back up now, but I'm not quite sure. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, last we spoke, yeah. I know you said you weren't getting paid by some of those projects that you had lined up.
Yeah. Well, they're not done. You know, if you're missing a couple items, then you're not going to get paid. That's the way it works.
Yeah, yeah. Did they give you anything up front on the project, or are you still waiting for the whole...
No, it's been a progress thing all the way through. It's just a huge project. That was a $150,000 job.
Wow. Yeah,
so they're still going to add more to it. It's just the problem of, by the time I get the money, it's already gone.
I gotcha.
For lumber or whatever, so it's just like,
uh-huh.
Yeah, so... And then, you know, normally if I was running a lot more jobs that were smaller, I probably would have a little bit more cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
But because, you know, I've got a couple small jobs, but nothing major. I mean, so this one big job, and then this job I've been working on since June. I'll be working on it all the way to the new year.
What's this project that you're working on that's so big? What is it?
10,000 square foot house. I did all the cabinets for the whole house, and I did all those ceiling beams. They're like, I did 26, 19 foot hand carved mahogany beams.
Wow.
You know, and then installed them, and then I'm doing, I'm going to do their wine cellar, I'm going to do their cabana, and I might be doing all their closets.
Wow.
So, you know, but I'm
completely custom home, it sounds like.
It's totally custom. It's on 5 acres. It's I thought it was 8,500 square feet. It's just the main part of the house is over 8,800 square feet.
Wow.
And then it's got another guest house on top of that.
Jesus.
Yeah. So, and then I did it all out of custom. There's not a cabinet out there like it. I did it all inch thick facing out of rift white oak. Rift white oak is $7 a board foot.
Good Lord.
Wholesale. And then we did all the doors inset. And then we did all the interiors are UV maple plywood 3/4, all back screwed. So it's all really super difficult. All the cabinets are 10 foot tall because the ceilings are 14 feet tall and the soffits are up to 10.
Wow. How are you landing with, like, projects like that? Is it just all word of mouth, or do you go about?
The customer, I did her friend's house, and the customer insisted to the builder that I be the carpenter, and I won it, even though I was higher, a little bit higher than the guys. I still won the contract.
Wow! No, that's impressive.
A good customer, because the customer owns, he's really cool, but he owns the companies that do background checks.
Oh, wow.
So he's got 500 employees.
That's a good market there to try and attack.
And then her kids go to private school in Newport, so I'm like, and a lot of the people that she goes to, they go to school with live in Pelican Point, which those houses start at like 20,000 square feet and go on up. So, you know, once you get a name with them, the only thing is I hope they don't give me to a bunch of, foreigners, because they're really hard to work for. I'm not prejudiced against them. It's just the getting paid by them is a nightmare.
I see. I know you were saying September statements, you know, were looking a little iffy. How was October for you?
So far in October, I've only banked, like 14,000. That's all I've banked so far. Now, I will have probably by the end of October, I would have banked over 30 some odd thousand.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you know.
It's not high. Yeah, it's not up there.
It's not high, but I mean, there's at least you're showing cash flow, which is what we're looking
for. It's consistent. The problem is, it's consistent, but the problem is that it still shows that I use all the money.
I see.
So, as a banker, I got to realize that even though I'm a carpenter and whatever, that I used to be in mortgage. My family owns a huge mortgage company, so. I kind of know the basic financing thing. I just don't like doing it.
Hence why you know it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like the guy in Office Space. I can't be in a cubicle. I'll kill everybody.
You got to be out there working. I see.
Yeah, I'd rather kick out my frustration while I'm out in the field than, torture somebody in an office building.
No, yeah, I definitely get it. You know, something like on that project you were telling me, that's the $150,000, how much of that is still not paid? Like, where are you at in that $150,000 range?
The $150,000 range, I think, $30,000 left.
Okay, so you've gotten a good chunk of it. You're probably about 75% of the way through.
I've got all the cabinets already in. I've got all the molding made. I've got we didn't put the crown up yet because we're waiting for them to tile the walls because they're doing this elaborate tiling. I've got probably half of the doors made.
Yeah.
I've got to get the drawers made and do the other half of the doors because I had a guy quit on me in the middle of making the doors and we didn't even know what he made and what he didn't make. So we had to go there and kind of, we had to figure out what we have, what's left to do. And they're all hand fit, and it's like a pain in the butt. So, unfortunately, I probably have to spend $15,000 to $20,000 just in drawers and the birds left. And then I'm trying to sell other stuff for her to get more cash flow because the other stuff's going to be easier. The closets are modular, so it's prefab built parts. I have to pop in, so that's all profitable.
I gotcha.
And that's another, so far, if I get the whole thing, that's another $40,000 worth of work.
Yeah. So, it's just crazy how you have all these projects and you get put on these, like, net 30s, and the way the payout structure is, it's just such a struggle.
Yeah, it is. It's like a roller coaster ride, And I got my landlord, he's such a dick. I was late last year a little bit, and part of it was his fault because he didn't do his books properly and didn't tell me. Then he came back and I had to pay him a big lump sum, and now he's like, well, since you were behind, even though I've been there for 3 years and I have a $3,500 security deposit, because in order for you to stay, I need a $10,000 security deposit for you.
Jesus.
And I'm thinking, really? And then I started looking up, and he can do it. I was looking at all legal things.
Yeah.
I've just been ignoring him. paying my rent on time. So, and then he came over to my shop the other day to get a check because I was a little bit, I was almost late. So, I gave him a check, and he thanked me for that. And he goes, I don't think he fully appreciated the fact that I haven't tried to throw you out yet.
Sounds like a nice guy.
And meanwhile, we've been dealing with the fire department for the last 6-7 months getting a new dust collector in there that I have permits for that aren't signed off yet because we don't have the whole thing put in because I had to buy parts that I'm installing on myself and I don't have money enough to even buy all the conduit and electrical parts I have to put in because I have to have everything. When I turn a saw on the bag switch, it has to turn the dust collector on automatically and it has to go back off when I turn the saw off.
I see.
For every tool. So I have like five, in other words, the dust collector has a 30-foot pipe that's about 10 inches in diameter, and then it trees off to like 6- and 4-inch pipes, and then it comes into like 5 or 6 different tools, and each tool has wired to this thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I see. Well, I mean, here's the thing. It sounds like you're close to kind of sowing some good cash flow, and that's pretty much what we really need to see to to work with you here. What I'm going to do here is the email is still the World Builders, INC at live.com. Okay, I'm going to shoot you an email here with my updated contact information. As soon as you're showing that cash flow, either just shoot me an email back to give you a call, or my direct line will be in there as well, and we can get the ball rolling for you. I think it's just you're right there on the cusp. I just don't want to try and get you an approval without it being something that you can benefit from.
Too hard. At this point, so far, it really hasn't benefited me. It's kept me out of trouble a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's kind of like, you have to, I took the loan to get out of trouble, but then it just took me deeper in.
Yeah, you know, it's got to make sense. I mean, you got to have something lined up for you to utilize that, I should say.
It's just to where it makes my job go faster to where I can make more profit, but it hasn't, so.
I got you.
Yeah.
Well, we'll do here. I'll shoot that over. We'll be in contact. You know, if anything does come up, if you have any questions, you know, definitely feel free to give me a call. You can just shoot me an email, and you know, we'll just kind of stay in touch. And you know, when the time's right, we can get the ball rolling on an approval for you, Steve.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Good catching up with you. We'll be in touch.
Bye.
Bye.